One project in DeWitt will have rainwater and snowmelt captured in detention ponds seep into vegetated areas and collect in rain barrels around the new Carrier Recreation Center. Another in Geddes will build an infiltration trench and catch basins, also to keep runoff out of the sewer system. Legislator Michael Plachacki acknowledges some criticism of just how effective these projects are.
There's certainly no exact data on this. Even if we tried, we wouldn't have exact data. And to be honest, it's very expensive to even do anything close to accurate calculations. So we're really doing good faith estimates, but they really are estimates. And there is still a lot of debate, frankly, amongst legislators as to just what projects are truly saving the most gallons, which are the most effective. So to an extent, it becomes an arbitrary judgment call.
Nevertheless, the county approved borrowing $2 million for several projects that would divert runoff. That's the goal of all the Save the Rain projects, but the official program applies only to the immediate city of Syracuse, even though runoff from these surrounding towns also runs into the sewers and can help foul Onondaga Lake. Plachacki adds these projects improve the overall water and sewer infrastructure. The county also voted to spend $200,000 to finish a $1 million stretch of the Onondaga Lake Trail. The rest is covered by federal funds. Lawmakers further approved releasing $75,000 in arts funding for musical associates to fund Symphoria. Of course, that's far short of the support once given to the Syracuse Symphony Orchestra before it went bankrupt. Chris Bolt, WAER News.